Taking in communion. And, it's been our theme already this evening as we've been thinking on the things of our Lord. Let's turn our hearts toward Him and let this be our focus now as we continue in worship. What God has done for us through the cross, the blessings that are ours today because of His love. In your white Camp Hymnals, number 89, number 89 in the white hymnal.
Thank you.
the Lord. Bless the Lord. Jesus. We love you, O God. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good to hear from some of you tonight. Maybe we can focus a little bit on what we've been singing already and our theme for the first part of our evening. What does Jesus mean to you? We were just singing that He is enough. And there are a lot of things that were covered in here, from His atoning work for salvation, ending our fear and doubt, our great physician who heals the sick. What does Jesus mean to you? What has He done for you? And what is your word of testimony to us tonight to encourage us? So let's take a few minutes. Please don't be shy. And just share your heart, your love for your Savior tonight. Who'll be first? Why don't we have our counselors stand so we can see who you are? If you're counseling this second period, cottage counselors, village counselors, great. God is good. Well, this is going to be an exciting time, a tiring time, exhausting time, challenging time, blessed time, victorious time, and we're going to believe God's going to do great things. Who's a first-time counselor? One, two, three. Okay. Good. The rest are veterans. We want to, some that are still coming up. Okay. And let's pray that God would minister to these ladies that are serving as counselors, that God would give them wisdom, discernment, strength, a heart of love for these girls that are coming, a burden for their souls greater than they know even now. And then let's pray for these girls who are making their way up tomorrow, that God would prepare their hearts. I'm going to ask my mother, Sister Eleanor, if she would lead us in prayer tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Jesus, come, Lord, your fullness and your power. Spirit of God, fall fresh. Come, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Dear God, equip
Lord, we thank
and
you for these young women who have said yes to you.
Jesus.
Who have
Jesus.
Followed your call and obeyed your call. And we know, Lord, they're here with great expectation, knowing that you're
God,
going to bless
it.
Them and
yes,
use
Lord.
Them.
Yes.
Fill them even tonight, Lord, we pray.
Yes.
And fill them each day in these 2 weeks, we pray. They will feel the power of the Holy Spirit working within
Jesus.
Them and using them for your glory. We pray, Lord, that their dedication will be so true and so real, dear Lord,
yes.
that nothing else
Jesus.
Will interfere. But
Jesus.
They will only want to please
you.
And we pray, Lord, that you will give them souls. We pray,
Jesus.
Lord, that they will be a blessing to these young girls, Lord.
Yes,
I don't
Lord.
Know the condition
yes,
of all
Lord.
These girls, but
Jesus.
You do. And so we pray that as you have placed them in their hands, that they will be willing
Jesus.
And faithful, Lord,
Jesus.
To lead them
Jesus.
On and to show them
yes,
the way,
Lord.
The right
yes.
way, oh God, and
yes,
to encourage them. We pray, Lord, that you will bless each and every one of them for your glory, for your honor, oh God, that you will do a mighty work these 2 weeks, Lord,
yes,
like
Lord
never
Jesus.
Before. We pray,
pour
Lord,
out
the Holy
of your Spirit,
will
oh God.
Be poured
yes,
out
Lord
upon them.
Jesus.
And then, Lord,
oh
you will bless
God,
them in a very new way, a special
come,
way, oh God,
God
that only you
yourself.
Can do. You can change
dear
hearts,
Jesus.
Oh God. And so we lift them all to you and pray, Lord, that you will, your will be accomplished.
Yes.
We pray for those that are still traveling. We pray your precious blood that you would just cover them, Lord, and watch over them.
Yes.
And Lord, these 2 weeks, give protection. Watch over each and every one of these children and counselors, oh God. And Lord, we pray that there will be unity and love flowing amongst them like never before, oh God, that you can have your way and do your work. We commit all this to you, Lord. Without you, Lord, we're nothing. We can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things. So we pray your power and your strength will fill each heart for your glory and for your honor. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Now we have other staff that are here, not counselors, but serving at camp. Would you stand? Kitchen staff, waitress, grounds, lifeguards, nurses, boathouse, office. Let's believe God that he gives you that same. You may not deal directly with a person or a group of people like the counselors do, round the clock, day and night, but your impact is great on many. And you, more than you know, you have an influence here at camp. And so we pray that God would give us a heart of servants. Lord, I pray for those who have committed their time these weeks to serve you. And Lord, we know that you are pleased and blessed by those who would give of their lives and lay down and sacrifice, Lord, for your sake. And many here have done that, Lord. And we pray now your special blessing rest upon them. Some that have come tired, some that have come distracted, they've left things at home that are burdens to them here. Lord, I pray you would give us faith and grace to be able to lay at your feet every care because you care for us. And so, Lord, we trust you for the needs and for the burdens that we might look to you this time, these weeks, Lord. Above all, that we would know you in a deeper and a greater way. Lord, I pray for these staff that their hearts would be open to you. First off, that you would do a work in each one. And then, Lord, through them, do a work. As they minister to us throughout the day and night, Lord, as many come through these grounds and will be ministered to by this staff, Lord, we pray that you would give them your heart of love and compassion, Lord, that they would be an expression of Jesus' lights that are shining here, dear God. And Lord, that many lives would be encouraged, Lord, use them to touch lives, dear God. Bring them into a place of unity by your Spirit, Lord, we pray. Let there be a one mind and one heart. Let there be a love that can be sensed. Let relationships develop and grow, Lord, amongst the staff here that will affect and impact them for a lifetime, Lord, and for eternity. And so I pray, Lord, your presence be here among us. And Lord, live out your life through each one who has committed themselves to serve. Provide every need that they have. Give them grace and strength as their days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. There is a song in your devotional book. If you have that, good. If not, we have copies for you. So just raise your hand if you don't have this devotional book that we've been working through. If you do, it's on the third page, All Creatures of Our God and King. If you don't have it, just take a copy that we have here. This is our reading for today. I've been getting these books for years. Some years not directly, some that my children have served on staff for a lot of years, and we just were guests, but I'd always take them and read them and borrow theirs. And I always wondered why there's never a Sunday devotional. And now I was informed that this song, and I think for a lot of years that's been the case, right? A song for a Sunday. But because they didn't have Sunday written on top, I didn't get it. So I got it now. And this is our Sunday reading and singing. And so let's sing this together, all creatures of our God and King. Now, this is in the hymnal, but it's different in the hymnal. That's why we gave you these copies. The verses, there's some that are a little bit different. So use the handout or this booklet, and you'll be able to sing along.
Oh,